Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Well, not here. Brad is here, filling in for me and doing a damn good job. Yes, I'll be back June 29th. Play nice while I'm gone. Keep it lit.
Keeping it lit for you, Mike. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in all week for Mr. Malloy, who's down in Florida somewhere, having a much-deserved, well-deserved vacation. We will be taking your calls this hour on just about any damn thing you want to talk about. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Although for the first part of the hour, we'd love to try to get some green-ish questions in here for myself and my co-host on the Green News Report, Desi Doyen, who's in here with... Take that out of your mouth. What are you... You're on the air now. You can't. All right. We do the Green News Report. If your radio station doesn't carry it, call and complain because it's a 6-minute report. We do it a couple times a week. We run it, of course, at bradblog.com and on radio stations around the country. And if you haven't heard it, as I say, I was going to say you have only yourself to blame, but really you have your radio station to blame because they can pick it up for free. Right?
Yes, they can. And they can also listen to it at greennews.bradblog.com.
That's true.
All of our reports
are
ready to go.
Or they can listen to it right now as we kick back for 6 minutes and play today's episode of the Green News. Then we're going to come back, take some calls. You're going to give us some Green News extra and whatever the hell anybody wants to talk about. You ready to roll, Tony? Roll it, baby.
It's Tuesday, June 23, 2009.
Save the planet for less than 50 cents a day.
What a bargain.
Energy companies sued for conspiracy.
Good.
Plus, River of Fire.
River of Fire.
River of Fire.
Cool. I'm Brad Friedman.
I'm Desi Doyen.
Yeah, you are. And this is your Green News Report. Desi, wake up. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. What do you have for us today, Desi Doyen?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office has released new numbers that should help move the Waxman-Markey Climate and Energy Bill currently under contentious negotiations in Congress. The CBO calculated the projected economic impact of cap-and-trade legislation on American families and says that the net cost of reducing the nation's emissions would cost American households an average of $175 per year, which actually amounts to less than 50 cents a day.
Now, the Republicans have been telling us it's going to be $1,600 a month or something.
Right.
Crazy
Republicans
thing like
continue
that.
To purposely misrepresent the economic cost.
You mean they're just making it up?
They're making it up based on false interpretations of bogus studies and in some cases of correct studies that they actually purposely misrepresent.
Yeah, and it's been shown that they were false, but they keep
continue
doing it anyway.
To do it anyway. Okay. Even in the face of these new CBO numbers, which again, it averages to less than 50 cents a day, and that's an average across all households. Now, when you break it down, poor households actually would see a net gain due to rebates and subsidies in the bill. And for the wealthiest households, those making more than $100,000 a year, the estimated cost would still amount to about 70 cents a day. Of course, that's in stark contrast to the expected cost of energy, water, and food if we do nothing, as predicted in last week's report from NOAA on the impact of global warming in specific regions. And the CBO also says this estimate does not include any calculations on the economic benefits we can expect, like savings from energy efficiency and other changes.
So they're talking about just the raw
costs. Just the raw costs without including any benefits whatsoever.
Okay.
Mega oil giant ExxonMobil has been ordered to pay interest on damages from the massive Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska 20 years ago. In 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez ran aground in Alaska's pristine Prince William Sound, spilling millions of gallons of crude oil, destroying what had been one of the world's most abundant fisheries. So for the last 20 years, Exxon has fought those damages in court. And last July, the Supreme Court, in a split decision, granted ExxonMobil's appeal and reduced the punitive damages from $5 billion down to just $500 million. Exxon argued then that the interest on the unpaid damages should be calculated from the date of last year's decision. But no, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't agree and has ordered ExxonMobil to pay what amounts to about $500 million in interest.
So we're talking about, $1 billion total is what they had to pay for that?
Yeah, that only amounts to an average payout of $15,000 to the 33,000 people whose livelihoods were destroyed by the worst oil spill in the nation's history.
And I'm guessing it paid off for them. They went ahead and spilled all over Prince William Sound, but in the end...
It was worth it, wasn't it?
It actually cost them less, yes. Also in Alaska, the residents of a tiny village are suing energy companies because they will soon be among the first of the world's climate refugees due to rising sea levels destroying their homes. The Army Corps of Engineers even declared the situation in the tiny village of Kivalina to be, quote, dire. The Kivalina villagers are seeking damages of $400 million, the estimated cost of relocation by the federal government. Their suit charges energy companies ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, and others with criminal conspiracy for funding research that denies global warming exists and also for being a public nuisance.
Cool. And this their community is actually dealing with the rising waters already.
As we speak
the
right
now. The ones
that
we have been predicted, the ones that the energy companies, the Republicans have said, oh, it's a bunch of nonsense. This water is encroaching on these people.
Yes, the loss of sea ice alone, for example, has caused the ocean waves to actually lap at the buildings of their community already.
Sue the bastards.
Exxon calls the conspiracy charge a conspiracy theory, except, of course, that we do know, and we have the facts to prove it, that they did actually fund global warming denier front groups.
Oh, man.
Nestle has announced a recall of their entire line of raw cookie dough products due to possible E. coli contamination. The Centers for Disease Control say the source of the E. coli that has sickened 70 people across 30 states has not yet been determined, but they all were connected by having eaten raw Toll House cookie dough. No one has died, but Nestle is recalling all their raw cookie dough as a precaution. That's over 86 million cookies worth, except for their cookie dough ice cream, which, surprisingly, the cookie dough in the cookie dough ice cream is actually cooked.
Really?
Yes.
They cook the cookie dough?
They cook the cookie dough that goes in the ice cream.
Okay. So it's just cookie ice cream, really?
No, cookie ice cream is safe. It's raw cookie dough products. Like if you buy their pre-made...
No, I understand, but if it's cookie dough ice cream, but it's cooked dough, then it's actually just cookies in the ice cream, not cookie dough.
Okay, yeah, you could say that.
I just did.
Finally, it was 40 years ago yesterday that the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland caught fire and burned after being used for decades as an open sewer for the dumping of raw industrial waste. The sight of a river on fire was actually not uncommon at the time, but this river fire in 1969 sparked a shift in American attitudes towards protection of our natural resources and led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and passage of the Clean Water Act. After years of extensive and expensive rehabilitation, the birds and the fish have come back to the Cuyahoga River, and it is now actually a national recreation area and a nice city front park.
Great story. Way to go, Cuyahoga. I know the people had a fight for that out there. The government did not want to do anything. Cuyahoga fought real hard, and it's good to see a happy story coming out of Cuyahoga, Cleveland. All right, read about that and so much more at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And that's the way the cookie dough crumbles. This has been your Green News Report. There you go. There's some applause for you, Desi. There is your Green News Report. Good job.
If you don't pick up
the Green News Report, you can get it at greennews.bradblog.com. If you'd like your station to carry it, tell them about it, and they can drop us a line, greennews@bradblog.com. And we're going to take your calls. Desi's going to stick around with us here. The comely Desi at 877... Don't roll your eyes at me. 877-520-1150. She's going to stick with us. We're going to talk about a few more of these environmental issues, some stuff we could not get to in today's Green News Report. Well, we're going to get to it now and to your calls, and maybe we'll clarify that cookie. Yeah, any more on that cookie dough story that you want to clarify, the cookie dough ice cream, the confusion that you seem to have?
No, I think I understand now what you were asking.
You see, because if you cook the cookie dough, it's...
Before you put it in, then yes, it is cooked.
It's cookies.
Well, they don't actually put on the label raw cookie dough ice cream, so I suppose that wouldn't be as appetizing.
Well, what would it be if it's not... If it's cooked, cookie dough is cookie dough. There's no two ways about this.
I guess you should talk to them about truth and advertising.
Am I going to have to get Ben and Jerry on the show to discuss this, to clarify this? One of the stories that we brought up there, Desi, this $5 billion... penalty for Exxon that was knocked down by the Supreme. Actually, it was originally $5 billion before the Supreme Court knocked it down?
It was originally the punitive damages were passed in 1994 with the lawsuit, and the jury awarded the $5 billion, and that was what they had been litigating over all these years, saying we want to have that appeal reduced because they had already spent $3.5 billion on cleanup, they say. They say the region has been rehabilitated, which people who live there say it hasn't. So they were saying, well, you know, know, we've already spent so much, it should be reduced. Now, these are just punitive. They're not cleanup.
We've already spent so much, it should be reduced. They spent so much cleaning up the oil that they spilled, all the crap they put all over Prince William Sound.
That they felt that they didn't deserve the punitive damages of that high.
And they waited until they had a Supreme Court that they could get to agree with them,
essentially. Well, it took them 20 years, but they did get there, yes.
And so it was knocked down to $500
million.
Now, Ninth Circuit says they can charge $500 million for interest over 20 years.
Right. Exxon had tried to argue with the Supreme Court last year that the interest should be charged only starting from the day of the Supreme Court decision rather than back in 1994.
From when the Supreme Court decision in
a year ago.
So what are the chances? Here's my question, and we'll take a break. Come back and take yours if you want to give us a call. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. My question, this decision by the Ninth Circuit says they have to pay $500 million. Do you know, is Exxon going back to the Supreme Court? Can they go back to the Supreme Court?
Yes, they can.
And yes, they are?
We don't know yet. They have, they've said so far that they are simply studying the decision, and they will then decide what they're going to do. But yes, they can. They can still do that. Now, previously, argued it before, the Supreme Court declined at the time to look at their interest request of saying, you know, we want to lower the interest rate and the amount of time that the interest has accrued.
Oh, really?
That was in the 2008 July decision. The Supreme Court said, no, we're going to toss that back to the lower court. So now that that has been done and has been decided by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they can take it to the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to keep our eye on that because I Got Money says they're going back to the Supreme Court. But we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. All right. When we come back, your calls. Want to talk about legislation?
Waxman-Markey.
Thank you. Waxman-Markey and the one in the Senate. Climate legislation in which the Democrats are collapsing, I think, on themselves before the Republicans have even gotten their greedy little hands on it. Desi Doyen, my co-host of the Green News Report, joins me, Brad Friedman, for much more right after this. Give us a shout, 877-520-1150. Yeah, here it's hot everywhere else but Los Angeles right now. Hot, rainy. Talked to my parents in Missouri. They said it's absolutely miserable. They said, don't bother coming home to visit. You'll hate it.
Because of the weather?
I don't know. I kind of thought that they just wanted me to stay away. I'm suspicious of the whole thing. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Desi Doyen, co-host of the Green News Report, producer of the Brad Show when we are broadcasting in place of Mike Malloy and anyone else who will have us, broadcasting live from Los Angeles and taking your calls and questions on green news issues. And we'll move into any other damn thing you want. Open lines. Bring it on. And the number is 877. That's right. Don't call Mike Malloy, though. You'll wake him. Call instead 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Write it down. You're going to need it all week. Because we want to hear from you. All right. So we were talking about this legislation in the Senate and in the House and the fact that Democrats seem to be rolling over on themselves, seem to be compromising with themselves before they even get to the Republicans. Now, just to be clear, we're talking about climate control energy legislation.
Yes, the Waxman-Markey American Climate and Energy Security Bill.
In the House. And the reason I say we need to be clear is because they seem to be doing the same thing on health care, frankly. It's Democrats
negotiating with themselves.
With themselves, yes. Yeah. And so in the House, we saw these Democrats, and I guess we're seeing this in the Senate as well, Desi, Democrats from the coal states, from the farm states
as well. They have created their own climate legislation, and of course this will all have to come together and be negotiated for a final bill for the president to sign. But the Senate bill is really not very much better than one would have expected. It's not at all what
worse?
The president
is
asked
it worse
for.
Than the House? house?
It is kind of worse
you're looking
than
for?
The house. It actually reopens offshore drilling, for example. And one of the issues that came up with that was that Florida senators had actually negotiated, I think it was in 2006, they had said, we don't want to have offshore drilling.
Right.
So what we'll do is we'll do a compromise where you can do offshore drilling 50 miles or more off, or 60 miles or more offshore.
Right.
And since then, with this new version that they have negotiated in the Senate to go along with this climate and energy legislation in the House, that they have changed that against the wishes of the Florida senators to actually bring in offshore drilling in some places as close as 10 miles offshore.
And this is the legislature down in Florida is very Republican. So
yes, it is. And they were in favor of it. Jeb Bush, as governor at the time, was against it.
Yeah.
Well, because they, you know, one of the issues with that is in case of an oil spill, then tourism is Florida's number one economic activity. And any kind of oil spill will damage their beaches. And the beaches are what people come to Florida for. So.
And so was it Democrats then who opened the door to these things like offshore drilling? Or was this a compromise with Republicans?
I think it was more of a compromise with Republicans, the Blue Dog Democrats, who all happen to be, as we said, from not just from coal states, but from fossil fuel states, like Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. Louisiana handles a majority of the United States refinery capacity. So when, for instance, when Katrina happened, you know, we mm-hmm. had a severe hit to all of our refineries down in Louisiana. And that is one of the things that she wanted to actually put in more provisions in the Senate bill to create higher royalty sharing for the states that get royalties from offshore gas leasing and from the fossil fuel industries. Now, one of the issues that they did bring up, one of the good things in the Senate bill, and there is a good thing, is that they want to renegotiate what the lease the royalties are for the leases in offshore gas and oil drilling.
So the companies can get more, and the oil companies can't just sit on these things for years on end. We've got some news coming out of West Virginia, protest of mountaintop removal mining. 30 people were arrested, including Dr. James Hansen, Daryl Hannah, mm-hmm. a former congressman, Ken Heckler, and others were arrested for civil disobedience. One of the coal thugs from Massey Coal was arrested for battery. This comes from our friend Bob Kincaid at Head On Radio. And for those folks who are listening on the MikeMalloy.com stream, Bob will be following us. I believe it's a rerun. Not a rerun, but a replay of today's program follows us tonight. We're going to talk about that much more. Take your calls, everybody. Oh, got a lot of callers coming in. We're going to get to those in a second. Brad Friedman with Desi Doyen sitting in for Mike Malloy. We'll be back.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself.
Mike Malloy here, interrupting Brad Friedman's most excellent program. Wait, it's my program, and Brad is filling in. Uh-oh, but he's so good at this. Hey, I'll be back June 29th, and not a moment too soon.
What does he mean by that, not a moment too soon? What's he getting at? Yeah, Brad Friedman here. Excuse me. Bringing it in 34 minutes after the hour. Bringing it in for a landing. Although we're keeping it lit. Desi Doyen joins me. My lovely, comely co-host. I just like the word. Comely co-host, Desi Doyen, from the Green News Report. You can get more information on what she does there. She's also the managing editor, I should add. And what I do, basically we describe it to folks, Des, you read the Green News and I heckle you.
That's how you describe it. The way that I describe it is we try to bring you all of the climate, energy, environmental news that you don't get to hear on the mainstream media because they just have too much. They don't have enough time to cover this kind of thing. They're too busy talking about John and Kate and about David Letterman and Sarah Palin, all the really important things.
That's the grown-up way to describe it. And you reading the news, I heckle you.
Yes.
That's kind of what it is. You want to take a quick call?
Sure.
Or two? Or three? You can give us a call, 877-520-1150. All right, let's go to Steve. Stephen in Burbank. Oh, Stephen in Burbank. Hey, Stephen.
How you, Brad?
I'm good. Hey, Wave, I can see you out the window here in Burbank.
Yeah, I can throw a rock twice and hit it.
Okay.
It's a cool channel complex.
That's it. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
What's up, Steve?
Well, I called in about health care, but it's really not too difficult to connect the dots between the health care and the environment. and employment and things like that there. I mean, what's happening is the right wing is keep yammering at us, oh, you don't want a government bureaucrat standing between you and your health care.
Right.
But what I see...
You want a health insurance bureaucrat standing
between. But what I see is not only them, but also Republicans, you know, what I call Dino Democrats, and corporate-owned Congress,
yeah.
You know, standing between us and our health care.
Yeah.
And it all ties in with, as we know, money. And money is nothing more than their tool, their tactic to control the population so they can determine who gets what. Here the right wing is all yammering about, oh, we got to do something about Iran, yak and yak. What money? What money are you talking about? We need health care. And then they're saying, what money? What money are you talking about?
It's all about the money, Steve, and you're right. I mean, that's the problem here. And Desi, I'm sure you concur. You've been looking and seeing how much these oil companies are spending on lobbyists now because they know they're up against it and they're going to be finally regulated.
Yeah, the most recent article that I saw about that was that they had actually something like $80 million has been spent since January alone in trying to lobby Congress on the Waxman-Markey bill, and that the climate lobbyists now outnumber congressmen by 4-1, I think, and that's just since January as well.
Yeah, and so it's the same story. Frankly, I see the same story going on in the healthcare debate and in the environment debate. And unfortunately, we can't blame the Republicans. And frankly, we should be able to blame them for everything because they're nuts, they're crazy, they're bought and sold, we don't need them. We do need them. We need a legitimate right wing, but we don't have it. So we have these crazy, wacko Republicans. But we can't even blame them. It's the Democrats who are getting in the way of so much of this stuff. That's your thinking too, Stephen, eh?
You sound like I sound, verbatim.
All right, you get to host tomorrow. Thanks for the call, Stephen.
No, you're in.
I'm not
giving up my day job. I am more effective in my day job.
That's okay. We're on at night. I got to go. I got to get another caller. We'll see you here tomorrow night at 6. All right. Let's go to David. Veronica in Dallas. David, you hang on. Going to go to Veronica in Dallas, Desi's hometown. Hey, Veronica. Welcome to the Molloy Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Let me first apologize. I've got a real bad cold right now. I don't sound too good, so if you don't hear me, let me know. I'll try to speak up.
All right. Well, speak up and speak quickly.
This whole crime with the Exxon Valdez, I was there when it happened. It was 89. I remember it. The man was drunk. Is he still driving boats? I bet you that he is.
Is the captain of the Valdez, I forget what his name was.
I don't remember his name either. But
they proved he was drunk at the wheel.
He was actually acquitted.
Was he? Well, he was acquitted?
He was acquitted when it went to trial.
Okay. It's a crime. This is a massive crime. I mean, this is akin to dropping a small nuke. This is not right. They need to pay. And Americans need to be jumping up and down. That and about many other issues.
Yeah.
But there is no clean coal. I don't care what anyone says. You want to talk about coal? Get involved with the Rockefellers. Go up to West Virginia. Eyeball. You'll see there is no clean coal. So all these beautiful clean coal people are also not there. All these energy people are bought and paid for. They have Congress bought and paid for. They can do what they want. You know, and it's a shame. But we need to be jumping up and down. We need to be yelling and screaming, you know, about that,
yep.
About the crimes, the Bush crime family did. We as Americans really need to come together about these issues. And I'm actually doing that. You'll be seeing on YouTube, I won't advertise for my show, but I will be doing a show. It's going to be an animated cartoon talk show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have celebrities such as Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have Bill O'Reilly. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly.
But you just advertised for it, Veronica.
Oh, sorry. It's not going to be a show.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm not advertising the name of my show. I'm just telling you it's going to be on InfoNet.
Okay.
And it's going to be rather on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be on there, and uh-huh. I'm going to be out there plugging them out with the rest of you guys.
All right. Well,
I just want to let you know this.
Well, keep making noise, and don't tell us the name of the show. But what's the name of the show?
You told me not to tell you the name of the show?
Yeah, but go ahead. What's the name of the show?
It's InfoNet. It'll be InfoNet.
InfoNet. Oh, you already told us that. You did advertise your show.
I'm so sorry.
No worries. It's no problem at all. I'm glad you're out there making noise. Thanks for the call. Actually, I really appreciate it. And frankly, you got to make noise. Calling the Molloy Show is a great idea. Calling the Rush Limbaugh Show is a better idea. Call the Hannity Show is a better idea. Take it to these guys. You know, I go on a lot of these right-wing stations. I've been on Fox News. A lot of people said I've debated Ann Coulter, ran her off the air. A lot of people say, why are you going? Why are you even talking to these people? You got to talk to these people. Doesn't mean you have to agree with these people, but showing up and shaming them, that works.
Also, it helps if you call your representatives. I know it seems very silly and basic, but they need to hear from you because they're hearing from all the people with lots of money. So if you call your representatives and you tell them what you want them to do, then you can't say that they didn't know.
Okay, then call Hannity. You can get the number, by the way, for your representatives if you go to bradblog.com. All the way on the bottom right, we've got you put in your zip code, and boom, gives you your senator, your governor, your house reps, everything else. Let's go to Dave in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sure, what's up?
I'm one of the 43 people who was arrested in civil disobedience at the Cliffside action in Charlotte on April 20. And I have a question, and that is, what's the percentage of climate scientists who say that global warming is a problem of human creation, and what percentage say it's a natural cycle?
I don't think I have the percentages worked out, but I think that there is one list of climate scientists that are deniers that's been turned out to that has been discovered to be bogus because they went and called some of the people. It was a list of 3,000 or so.
Because a lot of them aren't scientists, and some of them are scientists, but they
did not agree to have their names put on
this list. And their names were misused, and they disagreed.
So it's really hard to find specific numbers on how many deniers that are actual scientists who actually disagree with this, but in the side that supports that it's human caused, that's thousands and thousands and thousands. That's another one that's hard to get to the specific numbers, but you could say that the percentage is probably something along the lines of minuscule.
That answer your question, David?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Well, and what was the action? The Cliffside action? Do you know which one that was?
I'll let him tell.
April 20.
What did you do?
In Charlotte, 43 of us were arrested against the coal plant being built at Cliffside in North Carolina.
Well, bless.
I'll be going to court on the 15th of July.
All right. Well, bless you for doing that and for showing up and for making noise. And I'm sorry for the garbage that folks like you have to go through and have to deal with the courts because you're standing up and making noise and doing the right thing that, frankly, the Democrats in Congress should be doing. They should be progressives in Congress. They ain't. And so really appreciate you, at least going out there and doing that. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get to and we will take your calls, 877. We'll try to get as many of them as we can in here. You want to hang? This is going to hang until the top of the hour. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. Let's get to, where are we here? Rose. There we go. Rose down in Pompano Beach, Florida. How are you, Rose?
Well, I'm listening to you, and I don't know your name. I apologize for that.
It's Brad.
Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Rose?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
And I'm listening to you, and you're okay.
You're okay, too. You're okay.
I'm listening to a lot of stuff, and I'm full of, like, a lot of knowledge and a lot of things. But I did call today because my daughter just come back with a negative on her breast cancer.
Well, that's good.
Yes, but if she had it, she would have had to pay $50,000.
Yeah, and there was
pre-existing condition, and she pays like almost $900 a month.
And $900 a month?
Every year.
Wow.
I mean, every month for like years.
Yeah, I had a story that I wanted to get to, and I don't think we're going to have time, but the hearings, maybe I'll get to it later this week. They held hearings in Congress about this, and the media didn't pick it up. Story after story of folks
Democrats are wimps.
Yeah, well,
okay?
They are.
They have no backbones. They have nothing. And the Republicans, they're all backed by the corporations, and so they come on and say what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I know what's going on. Okay?
You do. Thanks, Rose.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for making noise out there. Yeah, they had these hearings in Congress, these heartbreaking stories, these people who had gotten cancer and everything else, and
They were dropped because the health insurance industry went back and essentially invented what they believed to be pre-existing condition. Oh, the doctor put a note here, or he put a check mark by. That must mean they had a pre-existing condition. We're going to drop them. And it's heartbreaking stories. And actually, the report that I had here was from Time magazine. I won't have time to get to it, but I want to give Karen Tumulty credit for at least covering this, because Time covered it. But as Media Matters found out, they searched the Nexus database for ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS. They also searched the New York Times and Washington Post, and they couldn't find any reportage on this this hearing. In this case, they said the Congress was doing their job. The Democrats were doing their job. They were holding hearings on this.
And they were talking about the process. But, it's called specifically rescission, and it means that after these patients, these people who have already paid into the insurance company, have paid all of their premiums on time, once they make an expensive claim, then the insurance company drops them.
Yep.
And when they were in that hearing on this process of rescission, one of the congressmen, even a Republican congressman, asked them if they would commit to stopping the process of rescission, stop the process of dropping people after they make a claim, mm-hmm. and every single CEO of every single insurance company said no.
And yet, we don't want a government bureaucrat between us
and
our doctors. Yeah. Give me a break. All right, we're going to take some more of your calls when we come back to wrap up the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in for Mike all week long. Desi's going to hang with me to the top of the hour, and we're going to go get something to eat. All right, give us a call if you like. We'll see if we can pitch in. 877-520-1150. Brad in for Malloy. More after this. Truth Seekers, bringing it home here tonight. Brad in for Malloy. One more segment. We'll be here all week. And Desi Doyen is sitting in with me here. We're going to try to, I'm going to try to bust through all these phone lines. All right, here's the deal. You get 15 to 20 seconds, and then I'll answer really quick, and we'll get through them all, and we'll clear out the lines. So nobody goes home unhappy. All right, let's see. Steve in Burbank, also our homie. Hey, Steve, what's up?
I got two real quick things for
two?
You.
Two? Pick your best one, Steve.
Okay, Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Race, she proved that with the whole David Letterman slap. They had all kinds of jokes about people being, you know, incest with their daughter and whatever else.
Yeah.
Bring a Rodriguez in the situation when previously it was all just white guys. You bring a Rodriguez in and suddenly, ooh, it's a big issue with her.
You think racist. It was? You think it was racism?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else would it be?
Stupidity.
Well, there's that, too. And,
yeah.
You know, she's got nothing else going for her. She wants to get in front of the cameras again.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. All right. We're going to get to Dave in... There we go. Dave in Bakersfield. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, hey. Are you still doing election reform?
Yes, I am.
Great. Hey, hats off to you.
That's it?
That's it.
That was easy. Yeah, go to bradblog.com, my friend. I'm reporting on it every day. As a matter of fact, I was beating the hell out of the New York Times because they don't get it. Their editorial they did in support of Rush Holt's election reform bill is unbelievable. Did they read the thing? Do they get it? Do they understand this? They were doing this, we got to end paperless electronic voting. No, we got to end electronic voting. What? A paper trail makes no difference. Well, you know, it makes no difference if there's a paper trail on a touchscreen voting machine. It's equally as unverifiable. Just get rid of it. And the fact that the New York Times is doing this and they're endorsing Holt's bill, which is a hell of a lot better than it was 2 years ago, but it still ain't there, because you know what kind of systems it will allow forever? The kind of system that I voted on last June here in California when the stupid machine misprinted 4 out of 12 of my own votes. All right? These machines will be allowed.
if it prints out your ballot and it's counted by another, that'll be allowed. Well, guess what? 4 out of 12 of my votes were misprinted. Thankfully, I noticed, but the system I was using was made for blind people. How would they have noticed? New York Times, read the bill, pay attention. Let's see, we're going to Bill in Boston, Massachusetts. What's up, Bill?
Good evening. I'd like to know what's wrong with the Democratic Party leadership, that they have this guy, this killer, Bachman, who has decided that single-payer insurance is off the table. Oh. I wonder how many people have died because of that, if I may, son of a... Never mind.
All right.
I wonder how many have died because of him.
All right. Thanks for that thought. Yeah, you mean Baucus, Max Baucus, not to be confused with Michelle Bachmann, the crazy Republican housewoman from the House. All right. Desi, yeah, what do you think? Max Baucus, is he screwing this thing up or what?
Yes, I believe he is, just in my opinion. That I think that Baucus was the one that actually said, I believe it was him or Kent Conrad, now I can't remember, who actually said that they want to make sure that the private insurance companies are taken care of.
Yeah.
Quote.
Well, we'd hate to put them out of business. They've been so good to us. Charles in L.A., you got 10 seconds. What's up, my friend?
Yeah, everybody should call Max Baucus and the rest of them, ask them to support H.R. 676, the United States National Health Insurance Act.
Yeah. H.R. 676. John Conyers bill, 83, I think it's 83 co-sponsors of that bill, and it's not seeing the light of day. H.R. 676. Thanks, Charles. Good point. Call them. Ask them to put it on there. That will give you single payer, which is what we really need in this world. All right, last call. Dave Ear in Hollywood, sir. You got 10 seconds. Hit it, brother.
Hey, Brad, it's absurd to discuss global warming without mentioning chemtrails. If they don't spray the clouds, we all die. We all cook. Chemtrails. All the clouds are artificial. We're taking care of it. Don't talk about global warming without mentioning chemtrails.
We didn't. You just mentioned it. Nicely done, Dave. All right, I want to thank all of my guests who came in, on the phone. Andy Worthington, who stayed up till all hours of the night out there in London. Ed Asner, the irascible Ed Asner. The lovely Desi Doyen here in studio. Thank you very much. My producer and co-host on the Green News Report. Also, engineer Tony Sorrentino. Sorry, brother. Call screener Miranda Moreno. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Agent 99 at BradBlog.com. KTLK AM 1150 for having us in. Did I say Agent 99? Yeah, I did. Mike and Kathy Malloy. Thanks, guys. Hope you're not listening and having a good time instead. For those listening via MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for our friend Bob Kincaid on Head On Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow night with Sibel Edmonds. Holy cow. Brad, out. Keep it lit.